Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. And joining me in the studios for another Castle Country Focus, I have got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm good today. How are you?
I am so good, Jeff. I'm excited to have you in here. There has been a hot topic going around the community, and I saw actually on Facebook that you were a part of this discussion. Tell me a little bit about this needle exchange.
So it's a needle exchange program. So the Utah legislators passed a law in 2016 that allows for needle exchanges to take place in the state of Utah. Basically, the law says that they can exchange needles for needles or syringes for syringes, but that's all. And the people that are allowed to do it are your local health department, your local mental health authority, or the Division of Human Services can do it as government entities, and then for-profit and nonprofit organizations can do it as well. So there's a nonprofit organization that has the grant to do that, and they wanted to come to Carbon County. They're called the Utah Harms Coalition. The problem that I have, and I have a lot of concerns about this program, but the one of the main concerns I have is they also give out what they call the works. The works is a complete kit to use heroin. It comes with a tourniquet. It comes with a cooker to cook the heroin down. It comes with a powder substance to add to the heroin. It comes with cotton balls to use for filters when they inject it. It's clearly a violation of the Utah Paraphernalia Act. So the Utah Paraphernalia Act says if you give out all these items with the knowledge that it's for drug use only, that's illegal. It's a Class A misdemeanor. If you give it to an adult, it's a third-degree felony if you give it to a person under the age of 18. So I don't support this program for that reason, but also their method of going about this, they're going to come to our area twice a month, which is not even the best practice for needle exchanges. Needle exchanges work best in large urban areas where they have a large outbreak of HIV and Hep C, and that's the purpose of it, is to try to prevent that. It works best in those areas where they have a consistent location they can go to on a regular basis and do the exchange, and a one-for-one needle exchange. This current program is not a one-for-one needle exchange. The example they used for us was if a person were to bring in 8 needles, they would give them 10, or if they didn't have any, they would give them a package of needles, which is 10. And I see that as compounding a problem we already have in our community, is needles being thrown around everywhere on the side of roads and places where kids might find them. Because if you're a person that's carrying a needle in your pocket and you know you have a never-ending supply at home and you see law enforcement, what's to stop you from throwing that on the ground and walking away? I mean, it's human nature to avoid the evidence of the crime. Now, we have done some stuff in the jail that's I feel is a better approach to this. We've used naltrexone, which is a pill that people can take every day. It's an opiate blocker. We've done a test group on some of our drug court folks. We've used 18, there's actually 19, 18 of them since August of last year, and they haven't relapsed, they haven't used, they don't shoot heroin no more, and it's a good thing. It costs them about $1 a day to take this pill, and they pay for it themselves. So it's a good program. The one person that didn't do it wouldn't take the pill, and so he was eliminated from the program is why. But the ones that take it, it seems to work great for them. I see this as a much better option than encouraging people to use illegal drugs. The other problem I have with giving out needles in the works is you erode the barriers and make it okay. From a law enforcement standpoint, it's now okay to use heroin. Can you imagine the mess that we're going to have? I mean, I've spoke with a lot of people in the recovering community, in the currently addicted community, people that aren't involved with drugs at all, people, ER doctors, nurses, other law enforcement folks, government workers. I don't know of anybody that wants this program in our community except the folks at our local health department. They support it. But if you're a person that is interested in these needle exchanges, you should contact your local legislators and let them know how you feel, because this year is the year that program will be evaluated. In October of this year, it'll go back before the legislature, and they'll look at it and see if it was successful and decide if they want to continue with it. And I would strongly recommend, if you're an opponent, if you want needle exchanges in the state of Utah, to look at this Harms Coalition and the way they're doing things. It's very clandestine. It's very non-legitimate. They don't want to have a consistent place to do it. They want to drive around in a van and meet people in locations and do these kind of back alley shady deals. And I just don't see how this is beneficial for our community. As a law enforcement leader, I'll enforce the law, absolutely. And in this case, they're blatantly violating the paraphernalia law.
Absolutely. So, Sheriff, I'm glad that you mentioned, for those individuals that are sitting there right now thinking, well, I don't think this sounds like it's that bad, do your research.
Do your research, and I'll just be blatantly honest with you. There's a flyer going around that the Utah Harms Coalition puts out. It's not honest, because that is not what they told us in the meetings that we attended. And I've been to a couple meetings now with them. They're not doing a needle for needle exchange, and they're going to give out the what they call the works, whether we like it or not. I actually stormed out of a meeting because I got tired of listening to them just being so hard-headed, so blatantly in violation of the law.
Well, Sheriff, this is definitely something that it concerns the entire community, whether they have every intention of using this needle exchange or not. The majority of us that are sitting here thinking, this sounds like a terrible idea in every aspect. There's not anything that's going on with this that's positive. Definitely look into it and see what you can do as a community member to kind of put the brakes on this.
Exactly. And contact your legislators. Contact Christine Watkins or Senator Hinkins and let them know how you feel about these programs.
Well, Sheriff, as always, I'd like to thank you for coming in and updating us on what is going on in the community and giving us your point of view on this needle exchange, because I know that a lot of people have heard bits and pieces of it, not really sure what they know as a fact, or even like you said, if they got their information from the flyer, that's still not exactly the truth.
And I've done a ton of research and continuing to research further, because I want to know everything I can know about this to protect our community.
Absolutely. Well, for additional information and more about the needle exchange, check out our website. We will link this interview there, as well as a brief story description regarding the needle exchange. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and that has been another Castle Country Focus with Sheriff Jeff Wood.